Good morning. Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It's Tuesday, August 29th. It is 6:45 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I woke up listening to the songs I Rise Up on replay. And it's funny to me because one of the cards that has been hanging around outside of its deck is specifically says the word rise and nothing but. And then this morning, I got some great information and some downloads, heavy influential presence, right? If you are higher vibrational or an empath or a Sangoma or basically a mystic, right? All of the above, you understand what it means to get back into elementals, right? You are probably either, depending on where you are in your ascension, you probably understand water better, one of the elements better. The shift that we went through would have pushed you on to the next element, right? We master elements. Some people call it water magic, fire magic, air magic or energy, so on and so forth. Naturally, your body, your energy gravitates to certain elements during certain planetary shifts, and it allows you to learn something new about that element. It allows you to see how that element has enhanced its, or how your ascension level or your vibrational level has allowed you to tap into it, right? It never really changes. It's our vibration that changes, which is how we are able to tap into certain things and whatever. So the overall influence from this present shift is getting back to elemental, reflecting on the elements and the way that they interact with your soul's vibration. Certain people pop in certain colors, certain people pop with certain elements, right? You are going to find that things are right on time. If you thought you were late, if you thought you missed opportunities, you're going to see them slapping you so hard and so quickly in the face. You're not going to miss any of them because divine timing is dominant over everything else, okay? I'm also getting that strong energetic pull towards keeping your vibration clean. A few years ago, probably like 5 years ago, I was on this kick where I had to burn sage every day because the daily psychic attacks were so disgustingly consistent that it was required, right? Same thing with bath water. You want to be careful with what you are bathing in, especially if you are a feminine. Somebody's trying to tamper with my voice box. So if you notice, you'll notice it as I keep going because my vibration's clean enough to keep going. So baths, lime baths are phenomenal, especially right now with this big, huge full moon. Throw some honey in there and just soak. Allow yourself to actually purify itself and rejuvenate those cells. You hearing this? So late last night, I got woken up to do reflection, right? If you are into mysticism, and obviously it's not by choice, for this level of vibration, you get woken up by ancestors, spirit tribe members, right? People from other lifetimes, past lives, whatever you want to slap on there. And they give you guidance. They give you clarity. Instead of doing soul review when you die as a mystic, you do soul review all the time, constantly. It's how you keep your karma on point, regardless of what is projected in your direction. You have no choice in this. This happens unconsciously, consciously, with your spirit guides, without your spirit guides. You are constantly in review. You're constantly checking yourself. That's the natural way of being, right? You don't know any other way. So in the middle of the night, you probably got up last night, especially with the power of the moon, and you got to get a lot of clarity. Things were able to come into perspective in such a way, right? And then this morning, just now, actually, I pulled a few cards, and one of which says, befriend the word polarize. And that is so funny because last, you know, review, things got pulled straight into perspective, right? It's like picture a table with a bunch of puzzle pieces scattered around, and then all of a sudden they just snap together magically, and you can see the actual image, and all the different pieces still stand out to you, but you can see the overall image, right? It's almost as if somebody was projecting scattered energy or projecting an inability to pull all of the energies around you into perspective. It just snaps together. So you'll be noticing that throughout your day. You'll be noticing that throughout your month. You'll be noticing that throughout the rest of this year. It's going to be continuous. And depending on your vibration and the way that you maintain yourself is how often and how well you notice. Diet changes. If you have not changed your diet, you're going to notice as you get closer towards the end of the year, your habits or your appetite is going to change. The higher your vibration, the cleaner you're going to want to eat, even if it means reducing the consumption. Your appetite should actually be almost down to nothing, meaning where you would typically binge eat or comfort eat, you're not even thinking about food. You don't even feel the need to have food. If anything, you do want more water. You actually probably are doing more of the fruit water or crushed veggies or raw veggies, but it's a clean diet, right? I myself, at least 30 days no meat. I probably cheated in the beginning of July, so I want to watch it. Fish, you can say what you want, but it was living at one point, breathing at one point, functioning at one point. So when you eat it, you're still consuming flesh. And when we say we're on a fasting, we're fasting from flesh, right? Meat, flesh, not the type of meat, but the actual meat. That's why I'm saying watch it, because I know I've been eating some fish. I just want to call that out there because some people still call out fish isn't meat, but it is meat. It's the internal skin. It's the flesh of something that was alive. It's the meat of that animal, right? The meat of that being. So clean your energy, fruits, veggies, nuts, if safe to consume, fish, if you can't get rid of, I know every now and then you need something with texture, like something of normalcy, right? So I understand the fish. I keep saying, and that's reminding me of somebody who keeps triggering my voice box. Scales are balancing out. You are also going to notice that you have more control over your space. Just last night, I said I want to wake up around XYZ time and I want to be full of energy, completely alert, and ready to go. And it happened. It doesn't matter how it happened, it still happened, right? So you're going to learn how to control your space. You're going to learn how to command your space. Just start doing it. See what works and what doesn't work. And it's going to change as your vibration changes. Moon water. You should have done it 4 days ago, but it's not too late to do it. The energy is completely potent right now. Listen to what's being said, but even more so, listen to what's not being said. Okay? Projects that were put down years ago, months ago, weeks ago, whatever is relevant to your current karmic cycle, pick them back up. Especially if they keep coming back around. These don't have to be hobbies. They could be circumstances, situations within your life that you're trying to just move forward from, but they keep coming back. Address them. Put the karmic cycles to bed. We are at the completion of 3D completely fading out. So even if you still have some like seriously karmic-y toxic people in your lives, trust and believe that that energy is completely faded out. Okay? Like the roots have outgrown. They're all the way down past the shoulders. It's time for the trim kind of vibe. Like it's time to actually step into that new energy, that new space, that vibration of just existing on a higher plane, right? There's also this energy of maintaining your scales. Earlier, I mentioned how mystics are constantly in soul review. We don't do it just when we die. We do it throughout the entire course of our lives. So when we pass, we are not stuck. We are not held up and we don't stand in line like the rest, right? We have a different path. We follow a different door. Right? Employees have their own separate entrance kind of deal, if you get what I'm dropping and picking back up and dropping again. Trust your intuition and stay in alignment with the things that you're reflecting on. No matter who's saying what, no matter how you feel, no matter what your emotional attachments are, stick to your standards, your morals, your values, your ethics. Right? We're supposed to look internally for the things we're seeking externally. Right? Think about that. And that's in every part of your life. What are your morals, values, ethics? Not the ones that you've learned from a book, the ones you've learned from organizations external to your household, but the things that are actually clicking and ticking within you. What's triggering you? What's challenging you? You know, reflect on how well you do, and when you come around certain individuals, how all that wellness just fades away. Who are those individuals that are involved, right? Who are they talking to? And why are your blessings and your happiness and your high vibes disappearing every time you allow them to see that side, right? Pay attention more to what's not being said. Delays are blessings too, right? Always remember that. If you have a delay, it's a blessing, especially right now, because those delays are opportunities for you to push yourself to overcome those delays, right? It's the opportunity to not get sucked back into that hamster wheel where you see that thing just spinning like crazy on that wheel and he's just trying so fucking hard, but it doesn't go nowhere. Don't get sucked back into that. Stay woke, stay conscious, and stay alert, right? This is that energy of reflect, remember, and redirect. When something's going on and it's not a part of how you want your life to unfold, you need to take control of that energy and command your space. This is the energy that allows those commands to be heard and amplified in magnificent fucking ways. So own it. Challenge yourself. Test yourself out. See what living in the fifth dimension is actually about. No books, no teachers, just you inside. Think it. Think it to yourself. Command your space. Right? Think about Willy Wonka when that kid went through the TV and it was blank, completely clean white canvas space. Command that shit. What do you want? If this is your life and you're completely in control of your life, what do you want? Do you want to wake up early and be alert and conscious and productive and successful? Do you want to take control of the things that are controlling you? It's easy to get sucked back in, right? I myself, right? Practice what you preach. We all stumble. We all trip. Sometimes we actually fall. But that's that Phoenix rising energy, right? Where you have that opportunity to stand up from the ashes. It's like all that dead skin just falls off and you're back to that polished gem that you used to be. Never be afraid to freaking fall. Ever. Ownership. When people project blindness to you so that way things can pile up off to the side and you can't see it until it blows up in your face, own that shit. It's an opportunity for growth. When people are trying to set you up in certain situations, own that shit. It's an opportunity to glow. Because if you're doing the right thing, vibrating the right way, no matter what shit they're flinging, a polished gem never gets stained. That shit rolls the fuck off. So go take a shower and some Rain-X so that way all that shit can beat itself off of you and keep pushing, right? Water, moon water especially. Look at the scientific evidence that supports the power of water. Stop being blind. I myself kind of fell off the moon water train for a little bit, but I'm back on it. Crystals, I myself used to make in front of people who walked around with bras full of crystals, and I myself am on it. Don't knock it until you've ruled it out. You live, you learn, you grow. This is that energy of reflect, remember, and redirect. So reflect on what's going on around you. Remember what you've been through that is similar in nature. Remember what karmic cycles you are dealing with, which ones you've never closed, which ones you think you got away with, which ones you think you got away from. Remember that shit and redirect this energy, especially the energy that's being projected, right? Every X amount of time, I won't even say it, I just call out, please remove external influences. I call back all my energy. I reclaim all my power, right? This morning, I was wide awake and alert very early, and I utilized the time differently, right? Radiate so high that when people walk by you, they can feel that magnetic pull, right? That magnetic force. Because depending on their energy, you're either pulling them in towards you or you're pushing them the fuck away from you like a magnet. It's either or, yin-yang energy, right? It's not that you have a choice. It is what it is. So pay attention. The higher your vibration, the louder this shit's going to be. And it's going to make actual sense to you. And you're not going to just be gaslighting yourself and tricking yourself into thinking that you're something that you're not. People want to believe the things that they want to believe because they have emotional and physical attachments to certain individuals. Mindsets. They were raised on certain principles instead of learning as they grow to find their own voice, their own true morals, ethics, values, and principles. Having their own voice, right? It's like the minions. They are all the same. Never be afraid to not be the same. That's that vibe. That's that energy that's going to push its way through everyone's lives. So either you're standing out for the good reasons or you're standing out for the bad reasons, but regardless, you will be standing out. So do that work. Drink that water. Learn the power of water. And trust timing. Trust your intuition. Speak your truth. Call in those vibrations. Change the music you're listening to. Listen to a variety of music, right? Change things up, but keep your energy clean. Regardless if it's saging every morning, every afternoon, every night, in the middle of the night, new types of crystals into the environment, new crystal grids. Or maybe you tapped into the higher vibrational realm of things and you're starting to radiate that energy as you need to. Stay grounded and stay alert, right? Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention.